Hello, this is Teresa Bell speaking, and I'm the Writing Center Coordinator at Railroads University. If you're listening to this message, you're probably a new graduate student at RRU. If that's the case, you may be experiencing what I call grad schoolitis. Grad schoolitis is a condition that presents symptoms of feeling horribly insecure, questioning your sanity in entering the program, wondering if you got in because the program needed to meet a quota, believing that it's only a matter of time before everyone else in your cohort realizes they're smarter than you are, and finally, feeling that you're the only person who feels this way. That's the bad news. The good news is that it's totally normal that you're feeling as you are, considering the scope of the challenge you're undertaking, and I promise you that you're not the only one with these feelings. Of the hundreds of graduate students who I've worked with, nearly every person I've spoken with has experienced grad schoolitis, or as it's more formally known, the imposter syndrome, at the start of a new academic program. It's understandable when you consider the learning curve involved in beginning this new and significant stage of your life. If you're also coming to campus for a residency or an on-campus program, you might also experience some stress from being away from your familiar environment and your usual support teams, as well as from meeting new people, possibly staying in residence, and having your life turned upside down and inside out. With all of that going on, it's not surprising that you might feel off your game. I'm happy to say that grad schoolitis is curable. Everyone recovers from it. Some people take longer than others, but I promise you that things will get better. Generally, better comes along when you start to understand this new world you've entered and it becomes more familiar than strange. Often that happens after you've had the opportunity to integrate this new academic side of your life into your regular life, when you can take advantage of the support from people and activities that contribute to you being the successful, intelligent, capable person that you are. In the meantime, I'd ask you to keep a couple of things in mind. First, please give yourself a little time to adjust and try to shush any perfectionist tendencies that are insisting you should excel at being a graduate student immediately. If you were able to do that, there wouldn't be any learning involved for you, and consequently, the process of earning the degree wouldn't be meaningful. You have 2 years to fully define yourself as a graduate student, so I'd suggest trying to slow down a bit, enjoying the ride, and trusting the process. I think you'll find that by the time you've finished your degree, your learning about yourself and what you can achieve that you'll attain in the next 2 years is just as relevant and important to you as the actual degree. If you rush through your courses in a high degree of stress, you'll miss the lessons and experiences that happen along the way. Second, please keep in mind that if you're seeing some odd behavior from your cohort members, it may be that they too are experiencing grad schoolitis. For example, under stress, introverts tend to stop talking, whereas extroverts get chattier, and in the process, both groups manage to totally freak each other out. A stressed introvert might react to chatty extroverts by thinking, "They're all so talkative. I can't keep up. I must be an idiot because I'm so unsure of what I'm doing. I'd better just be quiet until I feel confident about my understanding." Whereas the extroverts see the introverts not talking and might think, "They aren't saying anything. Do I sound like an idiot? I don't know what I'm doing and I'm feeling really unsure. It sure would help to talk this through further." Inadvertently, the two groups confirm each other's insecurities without ever saying a word about how they're actually feeling. Insecurities can manifest themselves in strange ways, but regardless of whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, someone with a great deal of academic experience, or someone who is new to the academic environment, please keep this one thing in mind. It'll all be okay. You can use that as a mantra if you like, in those moments when you're feeling stressed. It's all going to be okay. Trust the process, trust yourself, and don't hesitate to ask for help if you're feeling overwhelmed. That's why we're all here. We want to help you succeed. And whether it's your faculty member, program associate, program director, someone in student services, a librarian, me, or someone else at the university, we're all just waiting for you to tell us how we can help you. We understand grad schoolitis, but we also know that you're going to be okay. I'm always happy to give a grad schoolitis pep talk, so please get in touch with me if you'd like to chat. You can reach me via the contact form at rightanswers.railroads.ca, by phone at 250-391-2600 extension 4353, toll free at 1-800-788-8028 and ask the receptionist to put you through to the Writing Center, or feel free to stop by the Writing Center if you're on campus. The Writing Center is in the library, and I'd be happy to speak with you. I hope you have a great experience in your program, and I'm looking forward to working with you.